Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah continues the discussion of one bracha covering multiple foods or drink. Now, during the times of the Mishnah, they would often drink wine before the meal started, and at least on special occasions like Shabbos and Yom Tov, they would have wine again at the end of the meal just before they benched, just before the after blessing of Birkas HaMazon. And the Mishnah tells us that Berech al Yain Shlefnei HaMazon, if somebody made a bracha on the wine which came before the food, so before the bread and the main part of the meal, then potar sayayin shel achar hamazon, he has exempted the wine which comes after the meal, just before they say berakas hamazon, meaning he does not need to say another berakas pri hagafen for the later wine which he will drink. And the reason for this is because even though there's this big meal separating the two drinkings, since it was normal for them on these special occasions to drink wine at the end of the meal, we presume that when he made the bracha at the beginning of the meal, he had in mind for the bracha to cover the later wine as well, because he knew he would have it. And therefore the beginning bracha covers the wine which he will have later as well. Now the halacha is that other than wine, everything which one has during a meal which he has bread in, he does not need to make a bracha on. You make hametz at the beginning on the bread, and that exempts everything else which you have during that meal. And the reason for this is a very important principle, which the Mishnah will say explicitly in the next Mishnah, but we'll bring it in here, and that is ikar v'tofel, which means the primary main thing, and the secondary thing. The halacha is that if you have foods, and one is secondary to the other, then making a bracha just on the primary food covers even the secondary food. Therefore, if you have bread in a meal, then anything else in the meal, which you eat in order to satisfy your hunger, is secondary to the bread. Because the bread does that most significantly. It satisfies your hunger the most, and it's the most significant food which you're going to eat in order to satisfy your hunger. And therefore, once you've made hamotzi, you don't make any more brachas during that meal. However, if you have something during that meal, not in order to satisfy yourself, but just for the taste, for example, dessert. Dessert is not meant to fill you up, and therefore it's a different function to the bread, and that's why you do make a bracha on food which you have in dessert, even if it's before Birkas HaMazon. Says the Mishnah, Berech al parperes shlefnei HaMazon. If one made a bracha on parperes before the meal began, before he said hamotzi on bread, what exactly is parperes? Parperes is anything which is generally eaten with bread. So it's not eaten as its own course without any bread, but you would usually have it when there is bread on the table with it. For example, meat, eggs, those would all come under the category of parperes. So since parperes is usually eaten together with bread, but more importantly, it's eaten in order to fill one up. Therefore, if you say hametzi, you're not going to have to make a bracha on parperes during the meal, because it's covered by the hametzi. However, you do need to make a bracha if you have the parperes at the end of the meal. But the Mishnah tells us that if you had parperes before you even made hametzi, then potas parperes le'achar hamazon, that bracha exempts you making another bracha on the parperes which you have at the end of the meal, which you would normally need to make a bracha on, because since you made a bracha before, this covers the parperes which you have for dessert as well. Now, how exactly you define when the end of the meal, when dessert begins, is a subject of debate. Many understand it to be when you sort of clear the table. So any food you bring after that, once you've cleared all the bread off the table, then you would make brachas from then. Says the Mishnah, something we said before, outside, Be'yach al-apas. If you make a bracha on bread, so say hametzi, then potes ha-parperes, you now have exempted the parperes from needing to make a bracha on it. And that's talking about parperes during the meal. Something during a meal which you have in order to satisfy your hunger, you do not need to make a bracha on it because it is known as tofel, secondary to the bread, which is the ikar, the primary food. On the other hand, on parperes, if you make a bracha on parperes before hametzi, then certainly lo potar zapas, you haven't exempted the bread, even if you have in mind when you make a bracha on the parperes that you want to exempt the bread, that would not work and you would need to make a bracha on the bread because something secondary, something tofel, cannot cover something which is ikar. Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, not only does the parperes not cover bread, afle maisa kedera, it doesn't even cover something like porridge, which is not as primary as bread. Even that, the bracha you make on parperes doesn't have the power to cover it. Rather, after making a bracha on parperes, you would need to make a bracha on everything else.